Now on NITV Radio, we bring you the Education Forum from Garma, where Gumaj Yongu man from Northeast Arnhem Land, Michael Unapingu, gave his address. Michael works for the Gumaj Corporation as the Operations Coordinator and is the grandson of Dr. G. Unapingu.
Before we get started on our first session, I'd like to read a quote from Dr. G. Unapingu AC from 2015. It's about a lifelong commission and the responsibility that we have to the past, present and future of our world. I did well at school and I enjoyed learning. There were Yolngu teachers in the classroom. Education was for a purpose. It was to arm ourselves with knowledge for the future. And that was a lifelong commission. You see, Mr. Wunungura and I were commissioned by our fathers, Mungurawoi and Mangare. The elders gave us and our brothers and cousins our commission. And this commission was not just to be interpreters of the future for Yolngu people, but to be the future. Mr. Wunungura lived it to the end, and I will live it to the end also. There is no other way. And to continue in the spirit of this quest for a lifelong commission, I have the wonderful honour of introducing Dr. G. Unapingu's grandson, Michael Garingura Unapingu. He's a Gumaj Yolngu man from Northeast Arnhem Land. He is committed to community strength through youth programs and through leadership. After graduating in exercise and sports science in 2019, he worked in Gunyangara as a project officer, running local youth initiatives. Michael later served as public health team coordinator for Miwach Health, leading teams across several communities. Now operations coordinator at Gumaj Corporation, he builds organisational skills while studying for his MBA, empowering Yolngu through business and through governance. Please make Michael Unapingu welcome to the stage.
Yo, good morning, Bookmark. Rom, Bawanga, Watangu. This saying takes me back to a time in life that changed me and transformed myself into who I am today. It takes me back to when I graduated university, and then a week later, packing my bags and moving here, away from the city and everything I learnt in Adelaide to my community, Gunyangara, and Northeast Arnhem Land. During this time, I had huge ambitions to use what I learned in the Western world to bring back to my family and community in the Yolngu world. What became clear to myself was that it was so much bigger than this, and I had so much more to learn. Today, I'm a father to two boys, and I've learned over time balancing parenting with my partner and the responsibilities of my role in my professional career. My extended family, community, and more responsibilities with recently further studies. The truth is, I'm still learning, and I have so much more to learn, but something remains the same and keeps me grounded here. Yolngu law, connection, and standing strong for our land and our future. What you may ask me is, what is my vision for the future? What do I see? This question is very broad, and it is a hard one to answer. But I now use the analogy in my head of looking through mangroves to the other side where the salt water is. I can only vividly see the water, which is the destination, through the mangroves which are the challenges. But I can sense and know what I want and where I need to go. It's a journey of ups and downs, changing directions, and being stuck in the mud. But this is the pathway to a vision. This vision is always here. Since moving back here, I've learned so much more. It has been a pathway of self-learning and reflection. From learning more about the history of mining and the Bark Petition, which ignited the fight for land rights. These are all part of my identity, and I want this knowledge to be passed on to my own children. People who I looked up to growing up are my two grandfathers. Both of these figures I consider powerful teachers, leaders, and role models within their own ways, within Western and Ngunnawal worlds, hailing from Adelaide and northeast Arnhem Land. My grandfathers are who I strive to be like every day, in my own way. The principles I live by each day come from them, and I'm standing on their shoulders. My vision is to see a place that provides all-round support for Ngunnawal by supporting learning, development, education, health and well-being on our own land. I also envision our families continuing cultural laws that are ingrained into us from when we are born, defining who we are and where we fit into this ever-changing world. People term this as balancing two worlds, balancing Ngunnawal and Balunda systems. This vision signifies economic development and empowerment for us to sustainably lead businesses and education on Ngunnawal lands, on Ngunnawal terms, for the long-term future of Ngunnawal people. With limited time before mining closure, our community of Gunyangar is approaching a new way of life. This presents a challenge for our community, and we need to be prepared to put ourselves in the best position to be set up for the long term. Our next generation of leaders must step up now and carry on the legacy into a world that is transitioning towards a new future, a new era, moving away from what we know now. We are at a pivotal time in history, and the collective actions of everyone here now is going to impact how prepared we as Ngunnawal are going to strive in both worlds. You may ask me, why am I here today? What message do I want to get across to you all? I'm here today to represent my community, so I'll talk about what we want at Gunyangara. I like to envision our collective needs, decisions and actions as a tree. The roots represent the vision, the stem represents the strategy, the branches represent focus areas, and the leaves represent the actions and outcomes. The roots keep growing throughout the tree's life, strengthening, whilst the tree grows into fruition for the world to see. Our Gumach vision envisions a future where Ngunnawal are leaders in sustainable development, to leverage traditional knowledge and modern innovations, and it is to achieve a balance of cultural vitality and economic self-sufficiency. We carry a clear vision for our future and lands, one that remains with us for generations, even as others move on. Our vision remains the same and lights a pathway for us. This vision anchors our community now, and it will remain the backbone for our future. Gunyangara was established by my grandfathers, and its purpose remains the same today: to be the home of this vision, which stands like a rock against time. In our vision, we want our Ngunnawal families to lead. That means we need more families to be qualified and have the skill sets to be working in various positions at all levels. To do this, we need to move away from the term of balancing two worlds. But to be better than that, we must acknowledge that we cannot accept the status quo because we are being left behind. We want to create a world where we are the best in two worlds. Work with intention, not obligation, because that is truly going to make changes for us. This is the path we need to take to lead and excel in two-way learning, and to be leaders for our own future. So how are we going to get there? How are we going to achieve this vision? From a strategic lens, we are in a unique position to really take control of our future and exceed in two worlds. In Gunungar, we have many people, Yolngu people, that can work. Through Gumach Corporation, we have a business model to secure long-term employment beyond mining. Our non-for-profit arm, Mangar Resource Centre, serves to empower community jobs and workforce development. Ngarareal Aboriginal Corporation is our clan's entity that governs our township lease and housing at Gunungara. Led entirely by Gumach clan members, its master plan paves the way for our community and workforce development. We have the structure in place, but when we talk about strategy, there are three things we need to focus on. First, the strategy must be designed for Yolngu, by Yolngu, for Yolngu, and it needs to reflect our voices, our values, and our ways of thinking. Secondly, Yolngu need to understand the social, economic, and future direction of this region. That knowledge will help us create a meaningful and realistic plan. Third, our strategy must connect to our past and to our vision for the future. We can't move forward without remembering where we come from. At Mangar Resource Centre, we are working on a youth and education strategy. This aims to be co-designed by both youth and our elders, separately so everyone can speak freely. After that, we bring the voices together to build programs that reflect our community. The most important part is this. It's a strategy created by Yolngu, for Yolngu, from Yolngu of all ages. Our strategy also lines up with the growing business and employment opportunities in Gunungar. Over the next few years, this plan can help us build learning pathways and post-mining careers. It's about building strong futures with real jobs and training, led by us. If we take a step back, we can now see the correlation between vision and strategy. A youth and education strategy ties in with our vision. The stem grows from the roots of the tree. As the strategy grows, the vision strengthens. At this point, one might wonder what stands in our way. This strategic model truly sounds inspiring. However, we must acknowledge the hardships that we go through in life. Us Yolngu families face many challenges that others don't see. From growing up in an environment where substance abuse, dropping out of school and unemployment is the norm, to family humbug and never-ending funerals, to experiencing too many losses of our close family members because of health issues that could have been avoided. These are some of the things that confront us right now. It is relentless, it is never-ending, and it is mentally draining. To break this cycle takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and support from the right people. And to break generations of inequality and inequity takes even more work. This is a section of the tree where we acknowledge the importance of balancing diversified focus areas. This is what I term the branches. Before we can even begin the pathway to being the best in two worlds, we must ensure that the right processes are in place from the beginning to equally focus on all these areas autonomously. From the lens of Gunungar, this means we need dedicated spaces where health services can come together to provide holistic, wraparound services that support the real needs of our community's vision. We have previously talked about an idea of a community hub that includes a space for wraparound services to support our community. This is just one of many examples of a concept that we want at Gunungar. There are so many more ideas deriving from other branches of the tree. But you can talk to me another time, or you can talk to our community workers, or you can talk to people in our community about it. I don't want to be up here all day. These concepts are all interconnected and involve multi-layered support in multiple different focus areas. Working together autonomously with motivated individuals that genuinely listen and acknowledge the same vision as us Yolngu in our community. This resembles the branches, the focus areas, that directly connects to our strategy and vision. At Gunyangara, we want to build a stronger community through youth programs, education, health services, and appropriate housing. We want to grow a stronger workforce through social enterprise, learning and development facilities, and sustainability. And we want to build a stronger future through stakeholder engagement and a co-designed youth and education strategy where all voices are heard. This represents the connection from focus area to actions and outcomes, the branches connecting to the leaves, which resembles the fruits of a strong foundation that continues to become stronger, and a strategy that tailors to equally important diverse focus areas. I'm honoured to play a part in this tree in my own way at Gumach Corporation at Gunyangara. It is my responsibility to stand up for my community and ensure our clan's entity supports our families. My grandfather was commissioned by my great-grandfather to hold knowledge and education to carry on to the future. He lived this until his very last days. My grandfather was an incredible leader and visionary. I was commissioned by him and others to have a strong Western education, to go through university and then play a part in our future. I see education as a seed that helps our community's vision grow. Without it, the future we hope for will never come to life. This is what motivates me every day. I will continue to play a role to the best of my ability, and I will continue to keep learning and improving. I know I will continue to make mistakes as a young person, but this is my role, and this is what I was chosen for. We all play a role in our community. We Yolngu are all commissioned to play a part, and we all have different strengths and weaknesses. This is how the world works. We cannot rely on one or two people to make changes in our community or for other people to come in and do it for us. It takes everyone's collective actions. This whole presentation today is from the lens of someone who has worked on the ground, who has had a vision from the start and has had ambitious, very ambitious goals, but has learnt the hard way through self-learning and realising that many things cannot change overnight. I'm still walking through those mangrove trees, and I've been stuck in the mud many times. But the speech you have heard today is from someone who represents the collective voices of Gunyangara and won't give up on his community. As I conclude this speech today, I'd like to leave you all with one question. Or some questions. I have a lot of people ask me questions, but now it is my turn. What is your purpose here? Is it part of work? Is it to tick off ESG requirements for your company? Is it to make a name for yourself? Is it for better understanding? Or is it to genuinely listen and wanting to help and support us? We all have a purpose here, but what we can do now can influence the pathway ahead for our regions here. It can strengthen our community's trees, or it can make no difference. We invite you to work with us, empower us, and be on the same page as us. It does not finish here, it starts from here. Thank you.